The next war will embroil many nations. It will be a war to the finish. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshine.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 24, verses 3 through 14, quote. And as Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, Tell us when these things are to happen, and what will be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? And in answer, Jesus said to them, Take care that no one leads you astray. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and they will lead many astray. For you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Take care that you do not be alarmed, for these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be pestilence and famines, and earthquakes in various places. But all these things are the beginnings of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to the tribulation, and will put you to death, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will fall away, and will betray one another, and will hate one another. And many false prophets will arise and will lead many astray. And because iniquity will abound, the charity of many will grow cold. But whoever perseveres to the end, he shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world, and then will come the end. Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin from 1970 to 1995. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecy from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on June 18, 1994. This was the last public message given by Our Lady. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Now, Our Lady is turning to her right and looking over, and now I see something that Our Lady has in her hand that I never noticed before during all the years of the apparitions. She has a crucifix. No, not exactly a crucifix, but a cross like mine. But there's no cross on the cross. Our Lady is smiling. Now she is placing the cross right next to her. And the strange thing about it, I don't see the cross setting on anything like a table. It's just suspended next to Our Lady by the air. That's the only way I can explain it. Our Lady is shaking her head, yes. Now, Our Lady is placing her fingers to her lips. My child and my children, and especially you, my child, Veronica, I wish to explain to you the urgency of calling you upon the ground this evening. Your strength is not as sufficient for you as in the past, my child. I would advise you to not try to do too much at one time. I know, my child, what you are saying interiorly to me, that I do not feel that I am losing any strength. That is because what you will and what you can suffer do not coincide, my child. I will ask you in your own language to take it a bit easy. We do wish to keep you upon the earth for some time. Now, my child, you will tell mankind that there is a terrible punishment scheduled for the earth if you, my child, and my children, all who hear my words, will go forward as soldiers of peace this time. Because I say peace, because your country will soon be embroiled in another war. Your prayers must rise to heaven, and I will accompany them before the Eternal Father. Perhaps, my child and my children, there is hope for mankind. The next war will embroil many nations. It will be a war to the finish. Man has gained much knowledge, not to prevent destruction, but to maintain it for their own gluttony, their own loss of faith, and for the belittlement of his fellow man. Know, my children, the Eternal Father watches, and we in heaven are all knowledgeable of what is in store for mankind. The role of redemption hovers now in your atmosphere. It is to the will of the Eternal Father that I come to you this evening to warn you that the Eternal Father grows weary of your reasoning, of your lack of faith, of the destroying of your children. Parents, your children will one day scorn you if you do not show them a true expression of love and give them the seeds of the faith. Without these seeds, they will be lost to mankind and to heaven. My child and my children, do not be afeard at my words. I do not come to punish nor to make you grieve. I come as a mother of truth. Heaven cannot allow the despoilment of the young souls. All parents who do not guard their children's souls as well as their bodies shall be held accountable in their last days. My child and my children, I often cry in my time and my trips throughout the world. I know what is in store for mankind. Several years ago, I brought to you the knowledge of the role of redemption. Though you cannot see it now, it still hovers over the world. I ask you now, can you not turn from your ways of despoilment? Your children are suffering as they are left to roam, to make their own decisions without the guidance of the family.
You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast. In these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns, we have discovered an amazing radio for these end times. The award-winning Beijing wind-up radio has grabbed quite a few headlines around the world in the last few months. Powered by a generator driven by a replaceable spring that's good for over 6,500 hours. This radio covers AM, FM, and shortwave frequencies and never needs batteries. The technical performance is to a high standard, and the radio produces plenty of volume. To operate the radio, you first wind it up. You turn the handle for about 20 seconds, and you will get approximately 30 minutes of playing time of your favorite AM, FM, or shortwave station before a rewind is needed. The BayGen three-play wind-up radio is ideal for emergency use, cottages, boats, camping, teenagers, hunters, remote areas, or any time in these last days. The BayGen radio will pay for itself in just over a year with savings on batteries. This amazing radio costs $119, which includes shipping and handling. Order it today from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. You may use your MasterCard, Visa, or American Express and call 616-698-6448. We have operators waiting to take your call right now. The cost of the BayGen radio is $119, which includes shipping and handling. We came across a fantastic book on food storage. We use it ourselves. It's titled Stocking Up 3 by Rodale Press. This Bible is the book of home food storage. It is American classic, and it is the most popular book on food preservation. It is completely revised and contains the latest and advanced home storage techniques. It has a complete step-by-step instructions for freezing, canning, drying, root cellaring, and preparing for storage just about every food imaginable. It has tips for quick and easy home food storage. There are 627 pages. Over 1,200,000 copies of previous editions have been sold. Stocking Up 3 is available for $25 plus $6 shipping and handling. Order it today from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. That's Stocking Up 3 for $25 plus $6 shipping and handling. In the next year, pious souls have pledged to pray a total of 20,020 hours in the next year. That's an increase of 156 hours next from last week. We have had many questions about people who cannot make holy hours in front of our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament, if they can make it in their home. The answer is yes. So in the past week, we grew for holy hours at home, and we start out at 572 hours. If you will pledge to do one or more holy hours each week at home or at our before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament, just write us at These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331, and we'll include your holy hours in the totals next week. I ask that you pray that Our Lady of the Roses will be the greatest apparition that has ever occurred in the history of the world. And at your holy hours, will you pray that we will have many generous supporters who will support Our Lady's prophecies on These Last Days radio program. In the message, Our Lord and Our Lady tell Veronica many times, do not defend yourself. On December 7, 1973, Our Lady said, my child, Veronica, you will not defend yourself. You have received good counsel this evening. Accept your cross without complaint. We know the limits of your human nature, but be assured that you will be given the necessary graces to carry on your mission. On September 28, 1974, Our Lady said, my child, do not defend yourself in writing. The Father has all under control. All will be enlightened in His time. On April 14, 1973, Our Lady said, "There will be no need to openly defend your actions. You will never be without explanation. The truth always shines forth." We have a chartered bus scheduled to leave for the September 27th prayer vigil at Bayside, New York, and it will leave Grand Rapids at 4 p.m. on Friday, September 26th, arriving in Grand Rapids at 5:15, Detroit 7:30, and Toledo, Ohio 8:30. The cost is $172 for lodging in the bus. If you are interested, please give us a call at 616-698-6448, or you may call our toll-free number 1-800-333-2046. We have a brochure that will explain the whole trip. On December 7, 1978, our Lord said, quote, "You must read and reread the counsel of my mother given in the past. Like a puzzle, many of you seek the answer. All will fall into place in time." Unquote. These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at the addresses www.tldm.org. We have the Prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, this radio program, and much more. Be sure to visit us at www.tldm.org. Tell your family and friends about it. Our Lady tells us that she will, in the future, appear over St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York. On May 17, 1986, she said, "Yes, my child, I am going about the world, appearing in various places, and I have reason for all. One day, my child, the waters will come up at Bayside, and I will appear over the old church building. Your bishop then cannot deny my appearances." Unquote. Let us all pray that this miraculous spring will erupt very soon at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York. And now we again return to the Bayside prophecies given on June 18, 1994. We continue at a point where Veronica is repeating the words of the Blessed Virgin Mary.
"My child and my children, please, the bowl of redemption shall be sent upon mankind. If he does not heed the measures that I have given you tonight to save your country and other countries of the world. Little children are left to roam, to make their own decisions, while the parents go merrily on their way, not thinking of the souls that they had to guide. Many parents have now lost their way. They have become embroiled with mankind and not God. Parents, teach your children the words of the Bible. Make the Bible a necessary book in your home, not something that may be given to you as a gift by mankind, but as a gift from the Eternal Father. Read this book to your children. They are thirsting for the knowledge from God. Only you, as parents, can save them. Do not feel, parents, that you are doing an unjustment to your children when you reprimand them when they do wrong. You must keep a stern attitude also toward the rearment of your children. Many will die in the great flame of the bowl of redemption. How many will be saved? The count is only known by the Eternal Father. My child and my children, please, I ask, I'm willing to beg you, as your mother, to save your children, and also, in the end, save your own souls. My child, you will sit back and wait because I have a great surprise for you in a short while. But I am now stepping back as I have a conversation with someone, my child, who you know. Oh, over on our lady's side, on her left side, I see the sky opening up. And oh, it's Jesus. He's standing right next to our lady on her left side. And he's wearing a long, sort of an ecru-colored gown. And sandals. I can see his feet from down here. He has on brown sandals. They look like leather. I think they're leather. And he has on a cape, an ecru, almost white, colored cape over his gown. It's quite a bit chilly over here. That is why I would assume that Jesus is wearing his cape.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on June 18, 1994. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close friend. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners again. Well, now, with the vigil of August 21st, approximately 225 people attended. Now, my first testimony is from Connecticut, to Our Lady's workers. For a whole month, I suffered with a sore right eye. It was the second time I had an infection in it. I didn't have the money to go to a doctor. The other day, I went looking for my rose petal, which I had received from Our Lady of the Rose of Shrine. I thought I lost it, but I didn't. For a month, matter was running from my eye. It was red, and inside, around the rim of the eye, was a small pus bag. I bathed it, but to no avail. In the meantime, I lost my mother. She died from a fractured hip, which had all kinds of complications. My mother was 81. I lost the best friend I ever had. At the wake, I made my confession to a priest when he was there. I had not been to church in years. I wanted to go in memory of my mother, though all day at the wake, my eye kept getting worse and worse. Two blood blisters developing right under the eyelid, and I found my rose petal and I applied it to the eye. The next morning, I awoke. My eye was shut tight with blood and matter. I washed my eye, and the blood blisters were gone. My eye was cleared. I thank the Holy Mother of the Roses for doing this for me. God bless you all. Then that is signed. To Our Lady's workers, my heart told me that I should let you know of an experience I had through the Blessed Rose Petal. When my grandmother, who is now 80 years old, was in the hospital last year after suffering from a bad fall and a broken hip, I went to visit her. She was very depressed and had lost a lot of weight since she wasn't eating everything she was told to eat. She told me that the doctors didn't think she would pull through and recover completely due to her age. Later, when she was at home convalescing in a special hospital bed and wheelchair, she was in much pain and very depressed. Well, I gave her a blessed rose petal from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine. She took it and told me she believed in it and that she always prays the rosary every day. Weeks after, I went again to visit her and found such a remarkable change in her. She was cheerful, had a cheerful disposition and outlook, and told me she had no more pain, and she was walking, and she was up about doing the dishes, and telling me that each day she never fails to pray the rosary and touch the rose petal to her hip. She believes it was God who cured her completely. She had gained weight and has the outlook of a 50-year-old or a younger person. She had arthritis and cataracts, but even that all seemed to have disappeared miraculously. She thought, I should share this experience with you. God bless you all. Now I have another one here from Pennsylvania to Our Lady's Workers. I've had a severe back problem for 4 years. I've gone from doctor to doctor, each giving a different diagnosis, but no relief. I sent a petition to be put on Our Lady of the Roses Shrine. In the meanwhile, a friend of mine, a nose, throat, and ear specialist, he suggested I might have kidney stones. I went for x-rays. I learned that's what I had been suffering from. I received my petition back from Bayside the day before I entered the hospital. The operation was successful, thanks to Jesus and Mary, for they have truly answered my prayers. God and Our Lady and God and our Blessed Mother bless you all. And that is signed. That's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. In closing, I urgently ask for your prayers and your financial support to help us continue Our Lady's messages on this station. If you have received a blessing from this program, please pray and ask God to inspire you as to the amount of the gift. Thank you in advance. And thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.